Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, we're 20 minutes away from the AMA here on a Tuesday afternoon. Means we'd love your questions. Anything you want to know. You could text us or tweet us. Preferably tweet us at TBM929 at Brian_Gebhardt. It's a two-man deal today. We're playing at 50%. You can also call us in 20 minutes as well, 404-741-0929. But Tuesdays and Fridays at 1:20 means we talk to Grant McCauley. Now, you can listen to Grant as well on Sundays. I know I always let you know, but I want to let you know again. From the Diamond, Sunday evenings, 5 to 7 right here on 92.9 The Game. Grant, how are you?
Doing well.
So obviously we get the news earlier today. We'll start there, and then we can kind of backtrack and talk about the weekend and the homestand and all that stuff. But Kenley Jansen to the 15-day IL. What was your reaction when you saw that news?
Well, it's unfortunate, that's for sure, and I know that's kind of an understatement. But as you start to really unpack the history of the heart condition that Kenley has dealt with, clearly this is kind of a troubling thing to see crop up. Hopefully, though, over the time that he has spent dealing with this, he has been able to, you know, A, have the procedures he's needed to correct this, and then B, know exactly what he needs to do to navigate through this time. So we'll see exactly how long it takes him, but clearly from an on-field perspective, this is quite a blow to the Braves bullpen, which was already operating a little bit undermanned when it came to, you know, the high-quality premium arms that you expected the Braves to have throughout the course of 2022 to be a major strength of this team.
Yeah, and you're right. I mean, the first thing you need to think of is, well, hopefully the guy is okay. Obviously, it's something that he's dealt with throughout his career, but just from a non-baseball human standpoint, you hope that, you know, he comes back quickly and that he's all right.
Yeah.
Do you know, just maybe having done, you know, some research over the last couple hours, or whatever, like when this has popped up for him in the past, like what's the timeline been like? How much time has he actually missed in his career with heart irregularity?
Well, the first time that it cropped up with him was in 2011, 2012, and that was when he first realized that, and I think there's some genetic components to this as well. I did read that his father had dealt with a heart-related issue as well. So, you know, I am not a doctor, nor do I play one on TV, nor have I stayed at a Holiday Inn Express recently, so I don't want to get too far out on the limb of really trying to size up too much of the medical issues that this kind of thing does deal with in terms of timetables. I would hate to really give one of those for this, because you just don't know enough right now to say. Most recently, though, he had off-season surgery in 2018, 2019 to deal with the atrial fibrillation that he had that did sideline him for a little while and made playing at high altitude a problem for him. So just a few different things he's had to navigate through. There's a lot of information, a lot of articles out there with a lot more detail than I can probably provide here about what he had to deal with, but clearly this has been something he has been able to overcome and pitch through, and most importantly, live his life through, and hopefully we'll be doing all of those things for a very long time.
All right, so let's say it's 15 days, and hopefully that's what it is. What do they do in the short term? What's the solution at closer, and then how do they kind of backfill the 7-8-9 situation?
Yeah, I discussed this a little bit on Twitter in the aftermath of the announcement from the Braves, and it really kind of goes back to what you saw in 2021, and I believe that would be Will Smith getting some save opportunities, and then with the way A.J. Minter has pitched this year, he would be in line for some closing and save opportunities as well. Those are the two guys that you have that you either know they have the track record, they've done the job before, and they've done it at the highest level, or you just start to look at matchups perhaps as well. That'll be important. I do feel like right now, as you look at what the Braves do have in the bullpen, and if you're looking for guys to step up from a right-handed perspective, you went out and got Colin McHugh to be a major player in this bullpen mix. That's going to be a guy you're going to look to immediately to perhaps have to level it up a bit. Dylan Lee, meanwhile, has come up from the minor leagues and pitched extremely well, and I think that he's a guy you can look at, in addition to Jackson Stevens, who's been a very nice story for the Braves and has been one of their better relievers this year. On top of that, and then I think you have to look down at what's going on in the minor leagues this week that's of note, and that's that Tyler Matzek has begun a rehab assignment. I don't think that they're going to rush him back just because Kinley's gone on the injured list, quite obviously, but if you can get Tyler Matzek back in this mix, and depending on how long Kenley Jansen is out, or have both of those guys back as soon as you can, then this bullpen takes a big step up. But, a couple of arms that are unavailable to you right now, clearly leading to this whole discussion, is Kenley Jansen landing on the IL. But good news to see that Tyler Matzek is making some progress to getting himself back in this mix, hopefully sooner than later.
Grant McCauley joining us here, talking some Braves on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, as he does on Tuesdays and on Fridays at 1:20. Haven't had a chance to talk to you, Grant, since the homestand wrapped up. 4-3, so a winning record. I mean, it was so close to being 5-2 and winning both of those series. What's your big picture take from what you saw over that course of seven games?
I think the Braves showed in the ways that those games played out that they belong exactly where they were, which was in each and every one of those ball games. There was none that you looked at like, okay, 10-1, that's just not going to play, and the Braves seem to be overmatched by a better club. That feeling never really crept in at any time during that homestand. Yeah, losing that game 12-10 against the Giants was a little bit frustrating. Losing the finale on Sunday against the Dodgers when you're down to the last out, down to the last strike, that obviously is a frustrating way to lose, and one you're going to look back on and think, well, that's one that got away. But one thing I have noted from covering baseball for a long time, and particularly with the Braves, and really all 30 clubs can say this, you're going to lose some games you weren't supposed to over the course of a season. You're also going to win some games you really weren't supposed to as well. So you hope it all evens out. But a 4-3 homestand against two clubs, the caliber of the Giants and Dodgers, I think that's something that you'll take. You want to get greedy. You want more out of that. But this is what the Braves needed to prove, was that they're not just out there beating up on the clubs they're supposed to beat, that they can go out there and play up to and above the level of the competition that they have. And that's going to continue as they head into Philadelphia for a three-game series against a Phillies club that just got dealt a major blow with the loss of Bryce Harper for what could be the rest of the season.
One of the great things over the weekend, and we talked about it a bit on Friday, was wanting to see Strider bounce back from not his best start. And it turned out to be a game that was the rubber match. I mean, they were trying to win the series, and Strider went out there and was dealing. What have you seen from him as he's progressed in these starts that he's made that kind of leads you to believe that, obviously, the league is going to make adjustments. They get tape on guys, and they figure it out a little bit. But, like, what's he got that's going to be able to make it really hard for the league to catch up to what he's doing?
I think the thing that you start to realize as you watch Spencer Strider pitch, and obviously for me, for Braves fans, for everybody, I mean, he didn't get a big opportunity with Atlanta last year. He pitched five different levels, including four in the minors and then briefly for the Braves in September for a postseason audition, perhaps for a bullpen spot. But now you're seeing that this is not just a guy who throws hard. This is a guy that, yeah, he does throw hard, but he has an extremely good slider. He's working on a changeup, and I think that the aptitude that he's showing to make his own adjustments and to game plan and to really take his game to the next level beyond just the pure stuff or the arsenal is what he's starting to show in each and every one of these opportunities. The question, of course, at first was, all right, are you going to ever give him the opportunity to start? Then what's he going to do with those opportunities? Then when things don't go well, how is he going to respond to that? And I think every step along that progression, he has really shown that he is up to the task, up to the challenge, and has more than enough stuff and more than enough, on the mental side of things to be a guy that you can count on every fifth day and grown into this opportunity. So this start against the Dodgers, just the latest test that Spencer Strider has been able to pass with flying colors.
What is your, maybe you've heard a little bit, maybe it's just a feeling based on what you've seen, but what is your thought on Ronald Acuna and what his timeline with that foot might look like?
Well, I don't know a lot to tell you, whether or not he'll be in the lineup today or not. We'll find out very soon. But you know, the good news is x-rays negative, MRI negative, no structural damage to that foot. But the bad news is you foul a pitch off of your foot. It can be pretty painful, and sometimes that lingers for a while. And clearly when he was, you know, moving around on a little medical cart, that that was not something, or a medical scooter, I guess, or whatnot on Sunday, that wasn't something that made you feel great about the timetable.
Right.
But then again, maybe this is somebody who just felt like, hey, I'm not just going to take any chances whatsoever. Don't want to limp around on my bad leg. Don't want to start, you know, torquing my knee in any kind of way. And I certainly would co-sign on that. So, you know, maybe this is just something that's a couple of days. He didn't seem to think he'd need an injured list stint when he talked to the media on Sunday, but that's obviously not a guarantee and not something that he gets to make that choice on. And, you know, they don't want to play shorthanded for too long, but he has had Sunday off, Monday off, and now Tuesday. Could get back in the lineup in Philadelphia, and hopefully he will be. Maybe they give him an extra day would be my first or my initial thought right now. But having not seen it or heard an update, I don't really know what to expect for sure. Mm-hmm. But you've got Eddie Rosario on a rehab assignment as well, so at least his return is around the corner. But I don't know that that necessarily helps you day of.
If Acuña is going to be out for, say, it's just out for a little while, I don't know, maybe it's a 10-day, maybe it's less than that, would there be any consideration to putting Michael Harris in the leadoff spot?
There could be, but the way I've looked at it is Dansby Swanson has hit so well at the top of the order and mostly in the two spot, but when they've needed to move somebody into the leadoff spot, Dansby has made a ton of sense because he has the requisite skill set to do it. Now, could Michael Harris, you know, bat second? Yeah, I think he could. Could he bat leadoff? Absolutely, he could. He's got the skills to do that. I think that the Braves have just been able to bring him up and put him in a nice spot in the ninth hole where he basically is able to reset the lineup and set the table for the top of the lineup. But with Ronald out for a short amount of time, I don't know that I would move him. If this was an extended amount of time, well, yeah, everything's kind of on the table when you start making different considerations and trying to figure out what makes the most sense. But he profiles as a top-of-the-order type hitter. He's got the speed. I feel like he's shown the on-base skills. And clearly he runs the bases extremely well. And those are all things that you'd like to see out of guys batting toward the top of the order.
Grant, we appreciate it. As always, man, thank you.
You got it, guys. Take care.
Grant McCauley there. Follow him on Twitter, at Grant McCauley. And again, check him out Sundays from 5 to 7 right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game with From the Diamond. He's with us every Tuesday and Friday as well at 1:20. And it feels like Michael Harris is the leadoff hitter of the future. Don't know when that future is, though, depending on how long Ronald Acuña is out. I mean, obviously you'd like to keep him where he's comfortable at 9. You'd love to have Ronald Acuña batting leadoff every single night, but who knows? Kind of showed up with the scooter on Sunday, didn't feel super good about his foot. Who knows? Maybe we'll see him in the lineup tonight. We'll all find out together. We'll come back. We'll get to an AMA. The phone lines are open, and we would love your phone calls if you want to call in and ask an AMA question. 404-741-0929. Any question, any topic, or text us or tweet us at TBM929, at Brian_Gebhardt. Any and all your AMA questions coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.